He was just a Don Quixote. He just wanted to go out and make things right. Tell the truth, make things right. Okay, here's another Rick story. I was New Year's Eve, and he was New Year's Eve day, and he was in his office, and people came. I mean, they came to him like he was a social worker. And this man came up, and he was up in absolute tears because he just had a set of twins. He'd lost his job. He was basically destitute. He didn't know what he was going to do, and he didn't know where to go. So Rick picked up the phone, and he called Queenie Lynch, who was the head of the welfare department. And he said, "Queenie, if you don't get down here right away and give this guy a helping hand and send him up with his kids so he can get him out of the hospital and get him a place to live, your name's going to be all over the front page tomorrow morning on New Year's Day." Guess what happened? He was absolutely fearless. He did not care about, he cared nothing about money. He didn't care about, his status was in his reporting. His status was in his, like you said, his barrel of ink. People that knew him in grade school, because we went to different, he went to the St. Anne's Tigers and I went to the St. Joseph Bulldogs. I always told him St. Anne's Tigers suck. And the man was fearless. He didn't care what you said about him. He didn't care if you didn't like him. He just didn't. I mean, sometimes he didn't care if I liked him. He just didn't give a damn. I just think he had a thing, and like I was saying, trying to waylay there. Even kids in grade school, he said, he always stuck up for the underdog. And that's just the way he was. That's how he rolled.